creation of another. Yet every step springs from a father and a mother. In crowd, light spots, fleshy face, graceful, lack of grace. Sings a verse, name escape, sings with me, taking back days. Does he also eye himself and I? The singer's iron force saw themselves in time. Well, maybe you're the same as me. We see things you'll never see, but you and I won't live forever.
Alec, this is California Basement, and you're listening to 91.5 FM at WFO Medford House Freeform Radio. But anyways, so, new week, hey, it's been a minute. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out a theme for this. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm really doing with it. Last radio show I had, there was a very palpable theme. So I'm a little stumped as to what the vibe should be this time around. I don't know what a theme would be. Definitely not something corresponding with the title, I feel. but
I'll figure it out.
Maybe it's like a new state every. I do whatever. Anyways, that was Reckless and Sweet by Amarae. This song, you know what's playing my liked songs? That's crazy. Oh, that wasn't even what I wanted to play. That's insane. Okay, I'm gonna play my actual playlist, guys. sorry, I came in here really rushed again, but I'm gonna fade this out really, really quick and then start playing the next song, which I remember when this album was released back in like 2020. And this plus like that Charlie XCX album from that year was just like so good. And okay, so I'll let this go. It's actually good that I ended up playing that other song, because like I really just like I had like 45 minutes of songs. So I'll let this play out and then I'll come back to you guys and do songs. So okay, bye.
And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense. And you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters. Saying I'm not stylish enough, and I cry too much, and I listen because I hadn't found my own voice yet. So all I could hear was the noise that people make when they don't know shit. But I didn't know that yet. I grew up in the shoes they told me I could fill. When they came around, I would stand real still. A girl can roll her eyes at me and kill. I got the idea I wasn't real. I thought being blacklisted would be grist for the mill, until I realized I'm still here. I grew up in the shoes they told me I could fill, shoes that were not made for running up that hill. And I need to run up that hill, I need to run up that hill. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Fetch the bolt cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Fetch the bolt cutters. I will fetch the bolt cutters.
don't see the light inside my head now. I need to see you in my window, in a whisper. All I really want is you. What would you do? Laying in the rain with you, middle of June. All I really want is you. What would you do? Sleeping outside the moon, tripping with you. Don't know when to come up for air now. You take my hand like there's a way out, and we're escaping through the window, and I whisper, all I really want is you. What would you do?
Hey, hey guys, hey, hey, what's up? Yeah, so those were two of the songs on my actual playlist, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, and then All I Really Want Is You. Yeah, I really like those songs. They're good. I like them. Yeah. So, oh, I was thinking of, things to talk about. I really hate Injie. I think Injie is really corny, and I think that she is really bad. I really don't like her stuff. On the other side, I don't care about the people, like, I think a lot of people are jumping on Doja Cat right now. Low-key, I don't care. Low-key, I just, like, stream. I've been streaming, I'm not gonna lie. Because I think it's good. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just streaming because I think it's good. I also just, like, really don't get why people were, like, she hates our fans. Because also, it's just, like, also, like, I feel like her persona is being a troll. Like, I don't think there's been any question of, like, her being a troll. So, like, I don't see why her trolling people, like, especially her own fans. I don't see why, like, that was so out of the question, because I feel like a lot of people just took a lot of what she was saying at face value. And, like, I feel like people are just not very media literate, like, or just, like, can't read the vibe at all. Like, genuinely, like low-key, I don't care if she's, like, a bad person. That's just not my business. It, like, I, what am I gonna do about it? Like, I can't tell her to break up with her fucking... Oh.
with her crazy boyfriend. Like, I can't tell her to do that. But what I can tell her to do is, or I guess I can't tell anyone to do anything. What I can do is just, I could sit by myself and listen to whatever she's saying, and then stream the music louder than that. Like, but yeah, I think there are some songs off the new album that are pretty good. I'm not gonna play any of it. I already shoehorned in one of the songs on another radio show. Post Adolescence Glow is another thing I'm involved with. Fridays from 12 to 2. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, one of the Paint the Town Red is kind of just kind of got old, because the thing with that was just like, it was just like one sample that like, it was just so repetitive. And then what else about it? I look at like Demons. Also the thing about Demons, people were trashing on Demons. I think it's supposed to be bad. Like, I think like, she's such a troll that like, I wouldn't be surprised if she purposefully made the lyric, like, made a crazy beat and then like, to make people like mad or just like make there be like more conversation about it, put like kind of not great lyrics over it to make it kind of feel like the beat's been wasted, and then make people like on Twitter talk about it and be like, oh, this is such a bad, the beat's so good, but it's such a bad, like the lyrics are so bad. Like, or maybe she just didn't write great lyrics for that one. Who knows? But I think she's a troll. I think people dumb down our pop stars way too much. I also think a thing that I do like about, like, I really like about what's happening right now with her is that despite all this controversy, she still had a hit song. Like, Paint the Town Red went, like, has, like, 300 million streams. Like, that's, like, despite everything, like, I think that really, it's really interesting to me, because, like, just, like, I don't know. I think a lot about the changing format for pop stars, and, like, just, like, how different it is. Like, there's no one, like, on top right now. There's no one who can ever dominate the mainstream, probably ever again. I mean, I can't promise that, but I feel like the pop scene, I mean, the music scene, period, has just been so democratized in a good way. But as well, we just miss the crazy superstardom of like the everything before streaming, which like sucks. And I'm trying to think. Taylor Swift is actually the only person who actually scratched a lot of what I said before. Taylor Swift is the only person right now who has that level of like fervor and also star power. Like, beyond that, there's no one truly grabbing the mainstream attention, which sucks. But also, it's like, I don't know. I'm hoping that one, music goes in a very drastic direction soon. But also, too, I like really want, like, I don't know. I don't know what I want. I want someone other than Taylor Swift to be like the crazy, like, I want someone like pushing boundaries and who's also like insanely popular and who also is like cool. Like, no tea, no shade to Taylor Swift. She's not that cool to me. But like, if we had like, there'll never be another Prince, but like, if we had someone like emitting a similar energy, or amount of care, in terms of like how cool they are, as well as other aspects of themselves, like, I think that would be great in the music sphere. Like it's missing, guys. Like, I feel very crushed by that. Which goes into the next song. I'm gonna skip the Spelling song. Sorry, Spelling. I'll play a Spelling song next time. But me when I lie, I might not. But this next song, delete. This next song by Earth Eater is called Crushing. Earth Eater, wait, she released a new album? Oh, she released an entire album. That's crazy. So this new song, Crushing, I like it. I like it. I've liked the two new singles from the new Earth Eater album. The thing about Earth Eater is that sometimes she's really annoying. Like, sometimes she's really annoying to listen to. Sometimes it's really beautiful music. And, I don't know. I mean, it's that, like, definitely she's someone where it's, like, hit or miss, you know? Like, it's someone where it's, like, I could listen to this for days on end. Or, like, you could listen to, like, I know one of my friends, she hates Earth Eater. Like, she can't listen to Earth Eater. But, like, I don't know. So, I'm gonna play this, and then Radiohead's after this, and then, yeah, okay, I'll let the music do things, okay, bye.
In the shells, into sound. wants to share your life. I'm just an insect trying to get out of the night. I'm still
no mistakes, no misbehaving.
Okay. Those were Matcha's song. Crushing, My Earth Eater, All I Need, Radiohead, The Walk, Imogen Heap. Next, new Troye Sivan single dropped. New Troye Sivan dropped. What was it? Got Me Started. Had mixed feelings about it, and then I think it's one of my most streamed songs of like the past. What is it called? Maybe it's the past week, honestly. Let me look. But I've been streaming this one a lot. How many times have I listened to it? 22 times? 22 times in the past 7 days, which is the most out of all the songs comparatively. So comparatively, it's pretty. Yeah. But, the thing about this one is the, what's it called? The sample. Okay. I don't know how to feel about samples. I think there's a giant sampling epidemic that I don't love. However, this one, it was jarring because it's so wacky. But then was fine. It's just because, like, I feel like it might have been too soon to, like, because, like, the sample comes from, like, this song that ended up being a giant meme back in, like, 2017. Oh, whoa. When was Swish Swish released? Yeah, 2017. I'd say in the early side of 2017. So, like, it's been, like, 6 years, but I think, I don't know, like, did it need more time? Like, did we need to sample it? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's, like, it's a good song, though. I think it incorporates it really well. I understand why they used it, because, I mean, just, like, to have, like, an alternative melody line that's, like, not, that, like, is the instrumental and different from the vocals, but also, didn't need to be this. If you recognize, you recognize it. It's a little jarring, especially with, like, how the vocals are mixed, and I feel like they're very different. Not very different, but, like, kind of different volumes. It's just, one's, like, samples are really in your face, vocals really aren't. So, but I'll let it play. Yeah. I'll let her cook. So, okay. Here is Got Me Started by Troye Sivan.
He's got the personality, not even gravity could ever hold him down. He's got the sexuality of a man who could take a room and drown it out. Yeah. Inching closer to the sunrise. Now we're standing eye to eye. I wanna tell you what's on my mind.
Let's go.
I had to read the PSA, and there's nothing better to read it over than Erica DeCazier, as one might say. So that's it. Finding it right now.
That's a guarantee, but you can't touch for say please. I don't know what you heard about me. I can't deny it, you on my mind. That's a guarantee, but you can't touch for say please. You heard about me. Might seem a little strange, but that's how I want it. I see I got your tongue tied, cause you're looking all funny. You gotta have some manners if you wanna roll with me. Know how to get down, and you know what I mean. You say they all want you, but you're not that hype. Come on, calm down, no need to lie now.
Okay.
Now you gotta talk about the other ones you see.
This
life
will go
round, it's just you and me.
In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash of the landfill and buy replacements. That can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electric devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. When something yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Hatchet Educational Radio.
Okay.
I'll let you guys enjoy Erica.
You talk, you don't
actually, that wasn't the Levy song I wanted to play. I think that's not the vibe, actually. So I'm going to add a different one to my playlist right now. And yeah, let's just play that. Okay, bye.
Smoked the last one an hour ago. so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Hey. So that was America, and then before that was Levy's song Falling Behind. Okay, last minute decision on my part. I was gonna do a song from Desire, I Want to Turn Into You, still doing that, but instead of Crude Drawing of an Angel, I'm gonna do Billions, which one of my friends over the summer were talking about this song, and Caroline Polachek, who is the person who this is her song, or like in her album as well, that I wasn't going to be playing from. But anyways, so basically, like, we were talking about how, like, Caroline Polachek has this, like, she's has crazy vocals. Like, she's I think she's trained in opera, and then eventually she's done multiple projects, both solo and otherwise, and then this is her most recent solo project. This is just her doing her, it's under her real name and everything, and so her latest album, I saw her on tour, I saw her twice, I saw her in Boston, I saw her in San Diego, very incredible. But anyways, so long story, gonna get to it, but basically, she could do this, like, vocal flipping thing, and it's really crazy to listen to. I'm gonna try and find it really quick and, like, play it, just so there's, like, an idea of it. Yeah, wait.
I like to switch notes using a lot of, like, what I call vocal flipping, so, like,
Like, isn't that crazy? Like, is that just me? But anyways, so, talking to my friend over the summer, and there's a song, Billions, that was released as a single off this album. And we were talking about it, and she was like, it's also crazy how she kind of, like, incorporated the vocal flip into the instrumental, which I didn't really think about that until, like, because I listened to the song a lot. I didn't really think about it until, like, I really, like, until she said that, and then I listened to it again. I was like, oh my god, that's crazy. But, yeah, Caroline Polachek, she is an amazing art pop artist, and, yeah, I'm just gonna let the music... Whatever. I don't have much time, so whatever. But bye. I'll talk to you guys next week. Here's Billions by Caroline Polachek. Please, please, please enjoy.
Priceless, good enough. everybody.